Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want to, where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing pretty good.
That's good. You're just doing some visiting before you recorded the show?
Yeah. Over at Lana's sister's house.
Very nice. And how is her daughter doing with the going to school in New York thing?
She's doing good. She's been she's in Detroit for a little while right now. And so she's been in Royal Oak for a while, so she comes back and forth across the border for a while, but so she doesn't go back to school until I think September.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Yep.
And what about yourself? Did you travel to the States yourself today?
I've been there here and there over the week a couple of times.
Very good.
Just to hang out a little bit, I guess. Hang out. How about you? You been over there? You'll be there tomorrow.
I will be there tomorrow. Yeah, I know. I've had to get another car because my son is soon going to school in September, but yet my insurance is due to renew, and the time to change your insurance is when it's due to renew, if you're going to switch companies. So
sure.
So that's what I wanted to do. I want to make sure that I had to do some shopping around to see if I could get a better rate than my current insurance company, and sure enough, I did. So I went after I realized, okay, I can get a better rate. Now I got to go car shopping because I got to get it all in order. So
you know. Did you get the other car? Is it another car? It's so you're keeping the Intrepid as well?
Giving that to my son, yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then I bought another car that hopefully will last a couple years.
Cool. So you got a better rate on insurance, and did you go back to your company and say, I got a better rate on insurance? Can you match or do better?
No, they wouldn't be able to match it. It's half price, man.
Really?
For
Halfprice.com.
Priceline.com. Name your insurance price. No, it's, well, for Jonas, it was going to be $5,000 a year.
Wow.
To be a primary driver on a car. So I went over to a different company. It was half that price, basically.
That's incredible.
Mind you, our insurance is going to go up a little bit, like Kim and mine.
Right.
But still, I mean, it, you know, I'm still saving close to a couple grand.
So you're just assume your insurance company would not match that?
Yeah. Yep.
Or you didn't want to stay there anyway?
You know, there's just talking to other people about, you know, their insurance company and the way that they're being treated. It just seemed like for every insurance I got, house, life, and car, it just seems like everybody was getting better coverage and better premium rates.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well,
and
that's good.
And I asked other insurance company dudes about, you know, the whole young males getting basically ripped off, and they said, oh yeah, there's not much you can do about that or whatever, you know. So there's this guy who in Woodsley where I live, he owns Ives Insurance, and that's where I went to and fixed me up.
So did you move everything?
Not yet. You move everything when it renews, basically. So when my house insurance is going to do to renew, I'll be canceling that. And the good thing is you don't ever have to talk to your old insurance company. They just do it for you. Yeah, so that's what I've been doing this week pretty much, and you know, just trying to run the house of the my wife around because she's still in Alaska until tomorrow. So,
and did you run the house into the ground?
it's in the ground. I'm tore down.
You don't have much time to get out.
No, I know. So
well, that's cool.
So yeah,
things
should be back to normal next week.
And yeah, she's been gone for how long? 2 weeks?
10 days.
10 days. Wow. And the weather there has been how?
Good. 70s. And she said it never gets dark there.
Wow.
Like even when the sun goes down, it's still like, you know, you still got whatever, you get an hour of dusk, and then you get an hour of that little bit of light that you get before the sun actually comes up, and then the sun's up.
Yeah.
So
That's pretty wild, eh?
It is wild, really. I'd have to think it's mighty depressing in the wintertime, though, when it's totally the opposite. You know, you get like 2 hours of not even real sunlight, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, and that goes on for months?
Months, yeah. So I don't know what you do. You must have to take vitamin D supplements or something.
I guess, yeah, something, because everybody needs sun.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
What about Amy Winehouse? That's bummer. Some news.
That's a bummer.
Moving right along.
Are you paying her no respect, or what are you doing?
I don't know. You know, it's always a terrible thing when something like that happens, but I mean, I don't know. It was just destined to happen, I think.
Well, you know what her dad said today or yesterday is that she died of alcohol withdrawal.
Withdrawal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or poisoning?
No, withdrawal. She had been clean for
about days.
Yeah, not long, let's put it that way. And her doctors told her when she decided, you know, that, okay, I'm going to give it another go at trying to be clean. Her doctor said, you know, you got to slowly phase yourself off alcohol because your body's getting used to this poison. You're basically addicted, and you're going to have to wean yourself off. And she said, screw that. It's all or nothing, and I'm just going to stop. So you can get the same kind of symptoms as if you quit doing heroin. You get the seizures and the shakes and psychosis, and you get all that stuff.
And it can kill you?
I never heard of that myself, but...
I don't know if I believe it.
Well, that's what her dad said, so...
Yeah, well, her dad's something else. Isn't he some kind of piece of work as well?
Well, she sings about him. Well, she sang about him, I should say, past tense. So... Yeah, he's a taxi driver in England, in London.
Taxidermist?
No, taxi driver.
Oh, I was going to say, is he having her stuffed?
Oh.
Anyway.
That's bad. I respect her. I liked her tunes. She's...
Well, I got to say, I mean, she joined the 27 Club, I guess.
Yeah, it's the club.
Yeah, she was obviously quite a celebrity and star, mostly for being in the news, I think, but good stuff.
She won Grammys and stuff. And
I think she had good material. Did she write everything of hers?
That's what she says. Well, I think she did some collaboration, but a majority...
But it was her material, her original stuff that wasn't all written for her.
Right. She said she writes most of it on a guitar. Starts with a guitar and just starts singing and turns into whatever it turns into, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think she was good. She wrote pretty well.
I obviously. Thought so.
Yeah, it's always too bad when something like that happens. So, I mean, you know.
I agree. And then, of course, there's the whole thing in Oslo that happened with the dude who went crazy there. He planted a bomb at a government building, and then he went to an island, and he killed a bunch of people, and... Just a whole bunch of stuff went down all at once there, and that was last Friday, I guess.
The good old Oslo bombing.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Obama.
The Obama-ing. The and then there's that whole story as well. The government the government of the United States wants to raise their debt ceiling because otherwise they won't be able to pay. They won't be able to pay anybody. The federal buildings will be closed, national parks will be closed, and every other federal service will shut down, basically. And, of course, the credit rating in the United States will go down. And they're trying to raise the debt to, you know, so they can go more in debt and pay these people and just keep the government running. And there's a lot of people
against
that.
They got a deadline, too, don't they?
Well, Tuesday. Money runs out Tuesday.
Money runs out.
Yeah. I also was reading a story that... Apple has more money than Uncle Sam. Apple Computer has more cash on hand. The U.S. Treasury told the world Thursday that it has $73 billion stashed away in various shoes and socks. That's obviously not actually in shoes and socks, but Apple, on the other hand, has $75 billion laying around. And that's not laying around either. But so it's kind of interesting that Apple is actually has their financial house so in order that it actually surpasses the amount of money that the U.S. government has on hand to pay for stuff that they got to pay for, you know, to keep the lights running in the White House or even in Congress and stuff like that, you know? That kind of thing's got to keep going.
China wants to cash in on some of that, don't they? So they're opening up fake Apple stores?
They want to cash in on the Apple thing, yeah. Well, actually, you know, from what I hear, there's so many stories that went around about that the stores were fake. They were fake, but the stuff in the stores was real stuff. It was real Apples. It wasn't your typical Chinese knockoff computer stuff. It was actual Apple stuff. So It was just the guys who were running these stores decided we're going to make it look like an Apple store, or as close as we can, spelling store, S-T-O-E-R, store. So I've seen that before, though.
That's hilarious. And another thing about Apple, actually, and obviously listeners can hear a lot more of this on the next Easy Mac podcast. You can check out easymacpodcast.com. By the way, I just recently talked to somebody from the Mac user group here in the city and to see about us doing possibly taping a podcast there or something.
Who are you talking to?
Paul, that kind of runs it and does all the email and contact stuff and everything.
Yep, I recall Paul. Okay, that's cool.
So that would be a cool thing, and he likes the idea of it because it will probably bring more listener, new members in probably, and we can tell a lot of people to come down and check out whatever we do there, some kind of workshop or whatever.
Do there?
Yes. There'll be some do there.
Ooh.
Hence we arrive. What was I going to say, though, about Apple? Oh, cracking down on payment links from some of the companies in the App Store there that had links that are trying to evade the 30% commission on sales of ebooks and music subscriptions and things.
Yeah, the deadline was at the beginning of this month, but they were given a little grace period, and Amazon was the last large company that took the buy, or it's actually said shop the Kindle store right within the Kindle app. And if you do that, you have to give Apple 30% if you're going to sell stuff within your app, which that just seems like a ripoff if you ask me. But you would think that Apple would do something about this, because like every large company that was doing this kind of thing basically took it. They did something to get out of it. Either they made their app an HTML5 app, so all you have to do is go to a specific website and you get the exact same interface as the app, or they just totally removed the button and gave you another means by getting to the. There's no button that can take you right there. You have to, no links allowed. Basically, you have to. You can tell them. You can tell them within your app, hey, if you want to buy something, you're going to have to go to this address. So you actually have to know how to get out of your app and go into Safari and punch in that link. So they're making it kind of, I don't know, it's just, why would you do that to your users? I don't know. So I'm glad all these companies are doing this, so that they're just basically bailing on the
did we lose in-app. The there you are.
I'm glad we have this whatever you want to call it, backlash by these companies, so that they can tell Apple that this isn't the right way to go about this. There's got to be some kind of compromise and make it easier for the users to buy books or upgrade your app or whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Spend your money within the app without taking 30%, basically.
Let's get into today's topic.
Beliefs and
faith. What is faith and belief?
Well, a lot of religions are based on faith and belief, that's for sure.
Are faith and belief, having faith in something is a trust.
Yes.
Or a hope, and I guess a belief.
All three of those, for sure.
And belief's not really a trust, though.
Nope.
But it is a hope, I guess. Would it be a hope?
No, I don't think so. I think it's something.
You believe in something? You hope?
No, I don't think there's any hope involved.
I guess not hope, but I guess if hope is involved, I think it's a hope that something exists, or a hope for something, or a hope to for something to happen. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Because a belief can be, you know, religious or philosophical or ideological or all three of them, if you want.
Ooh, triple whammy.
Triple whammy. Yeah. So, you know, your beliefs are basically based on your what you believe as a person, and that usually is based on your life experiences and what you have been told, or, you know, the way you've been raised, and, you know, what other people tell you, and you just put two and two together, and you have a certain set of beliefs, basically.
Or four.
So that's what I believe to be belief.
That's your belief?
And what are some of the faiths out there?
Ooh, Buddhism.
Buddhism, that's a good one, because that is the main religion of Thailand. Did you know that?
Absolutely.
I didn't know that until I went and talked to Leo, who married a Thai woman. So the I guess that's where all the Buddhists went. A good majority of them went to Thailand. And then I guess there was a big clash between them and the Christians. So the Christians ended up in Myanmar, and the Buddhists ended up in Thailand. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's why everybody is where they're at, isn't it? It's because some kind of war happened, you know, so it pushed all the Muslims to one place and pushes all the Christians to another place and pushes all the Buddhists to somewhere else, you know.
And there's Hinduism is another faith.
Which is where Buddhism comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Buddhism is a...
parent company.
Is an offshoot of Hinduism, because Hinduism is a relatively strict religion, and you know, you got to obey a very specific set of rules. But there was the dude, what was the guy's name? I forget now. Anyway, it was a guy who was a Hindu guy, but he believed that he would be like the, you know, the Martin Luther of Christianity. He just had his own offshoot, because there were certain things in Hinduism that he didn't believe were necessary to, you know, become one with, you know, the great God or whatever, all the gods they have.
Right.
So it was Hinduism first, then Buddhism.
And of course, Christianity, Islam, is that, that's actually the name of the faith, Islam?
If you're a believer in Islam, the name of you gets changed a little bit, as opposed to, let's say, a Christian or a Buddhist or a Hindu guy.
Well, then how about Sikh?
Yeah. Those are the guys who wear turbans on their heads and have the beards and mustaches from wherever. They're amazing.
The fifth largest organized religion in the world, Sikh.
Yeah, it is also a monotheistic, which means you believe in one thing. Religion founded in the 15th century in Punjab, India, on the teachings of Guru Nanak Dev Ji and 10 successive Sikh gurus. So he had 10 followers, and they were basically like the disciples, you know, and the stuff that they interpreted that the Guru Nanak Dev Ji had said, they, you know, put it into some cohesive religion type, you know, faith building books and, you know, teachings.
I guess faith and belief is important no matter what it is that you have faith in or belief. I think it's also something that helps people get by, even if it's not religious.
I believe you're right, exactly. So I'm going to pose a question to you. Do you think that, based on what you just said, do you think that the powers that be created these faiths to allow the people who were, you know, back when all these religions started, there was no middle class. It was the people who owned the world and just plebs, which consisted of 99.9% of the rest of the population. Do you think that is it possible that there really is no religion, and that these powers that be just created something like this?
In the origin of time, I guess, I think there would or should have been only one. I don't even know if it would have been a religion, but, you know, one thing to have faith in or believe in. And I don't even know that we, you know, why necessarily do we have faith or belief in something? But we made that up as a crutch to ourselves. But what is it that belief and faith was made for, as far as religion's concerned, that somebody's going to come back and there's a savior, or there's, you know what I mean? That somebody's going to do something for us.
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody's going to heal us. Somebody's going to be taking care of us in some way or capacity.
Then there's the whole afterlife thing as well. You know, yeah. there's beliefs that, you know, there's that you're going to come back to Earth as something yeah. else or somebody else, or you're going to go to a heaven, or you're going to go to a hell, or you're just not going to, you're just going to have to make the best of what you got going on right now, because there is nothing after this.
So all this is made for us to believe or have faith that there's, you know, something that's good somewhere out there in the next life, waiting for us, around us, you know, all that kind of thing.
Right.
So it's obviously a good thing for people, but I think to some degree it's almost, it's can be sort of irrational.
Well, of course it's irrational, yes. That goes without saying.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
What do you got for us? It's, you tell them what it is.
It's Losing My Religion from REM.
Set haven't said enough. I thought that I heard you laughing. I thought that I heard you sing. I think I thought I saw you try. But that was just a dream. Try, cry, fly, try. That was just a dream. Just a dream. Just a dream.
There you have Losing My Religion.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
This week in Tech Talk, I wanted to mention something that's really cool, and I was surprised at the price, and that's part of the reason I got it, although I'm into this sort of crazy thing anyway. It's the Vidicon sunglasses, which are actually video sunglasses. I guess there was a time where this would be very expensive, or, you know, I still assume that these things were really expensive. I was looking for something else on eBay, came across the Vidicon sunglasses, and they're like $40.
That's pretty cheap.
And they're pretty cool shades, and they look all right and everything, and they're black. They take still pictures, shoot video, came with a whole bunch of goodies, came with the charger and cable, USB, and came with a 2 gig micro USB card, an adapter for it, USB, you know, card reader, and the case, a zipper case for the glasses, and a DVD, which I didn't need at all, and a little booklet about, tells you a little bit about them. And, you know, like a little user manual. And they also say a gift box, which just comes in a little, you know, a package, a box. And you can, there are options for it. A remote control, which is pretty wild. A keychain, little keychain fob where you can actually remote control the glasses while they're on you. And let me see if I can tell you a little bit about a 5-megapixel camera, 2 to 16 gig card you can use for recording. Connect to any PC or laptop. They say no driver needed. What else? A 500 milliamp lipo polymer built-in battery.
Wow. They're finally using my batteries.
Yeah, power duration, 3 to 4 hours. Resolution's 1280 at 720p.
Amazing. From a set of glasses.
1280 by 720p, I should say. Sorry about that. Recording speed, 30 frames per second in AVI format. The only thing I found that it was, it's a little hard to convert the AVIs so far. What I found that converting them, I lose the sound.
What are you using to convert?
So what I've been doing to convert mine is using like a video capture software.
Yeah.
Like ScreenFlow. And I just have it capture... I play them in a playlist with a Video LAN player.
Yep.
And it records them, and then I just output that to a MPEG-4 or whatever I want.
That's a workaround.
Export it. Yeah. And it works okay. You know what I mean? I don't film that much with them, but I just thought it would be cool for riding the bike and all that kind of stuff. I can film some stuff, and it's been kind of neat playing around with them. You know what I mean?
I can't wait to see some footage.
Yeah. Oh, we actually recorded a little something here in the studio one day when you were here, and I don't think you saw that yet.
I haven't seen anything from your glasses yet, no.
Yeah, there you go. Soon enough, then.
Yes, sir.
So that's the Vidicon video sunglasses. You can search them on the internet and check out eBay. That's where I got mine, and they were $40, $41.
Very cool.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Jabber, 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 j Jabber Quote.
Jabber Quote. This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by...
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of crosses and all your religious needs. On the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California. Find them at stevenlarrys.com.
It's Oscar Wilde. And Oscar says, I can believe anything provided it's it is incredible.
Wow.
So he can believe it if it's incredible. If it's not incredible, he can't believe it.
That's Oscar Wilde for you.
Wouldn't you think that if something is like, well, that's just like too incredible to believe, you know, kind of? Whereas if it's not like incredible, well, I can believe that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that when he was living, which was in the 19th century, if I'm not mistaken, he...
Yeah, 1854 to 1900.
Yeah. So back then, yes. But nowadays, the more incredible it seems, odds are it's not true.
I guess that's it for this week's show.
You bet.
Next week's topic is
soothing and scorching sound.
Ooh. Wow, that's gonna be something.
Sound, the sound podcast. Yeah, that's gonna be something. All right,
especially if we have some
scorching sounds.
Yeah, examples. Examples.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So we'll leave you with that. And also just this little tidbit, which will make some more announcements, I'm sure, that the Jabbercast is going to end in the near future.
September 4th. Curtain closes.
Yeah, that'll be the last show. We're going to Big JD and Lippo in the morning on Real Radio and streaming live around the world. So that's going to be something.
Yes, it's going to be something. Absolutely. It's going to be...
you can wake up to us.
On some weekday.
On some weekday at some time in the morning.
Yeah,
we'll let people know. In the morning.
We'll let people know when it gets closer
to the
action.
Yeah, we will. We'll let you know all about that. But for now, we're out of here. Lippo's got to clean, and I got to go to bed.
All right. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
See you later.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
And that's a wrap.